This is Kate.
And this is Corrine. And this is episode 30 of The Gayest Show on Birth.
God, we're growing up so fast.
I know. What happens when you're 30? It was so long ago.
Yeah, for you it was. It was just like just a quick little minute ago for me.
I know. So what happened when you were 30?
It was great. I had a Beyonce cake.
Oh, yeah. Corrine, I was there for your 30th birthday.
Well, yeah. You like threw my 30th birthday. Yeah. I had a pajama themed, like a pajama party, basically.
Your cake was Beyonce.
Yeah, and it was so, and you had it say, "We love you like EXO."
Wow.
You did a really good job on that cake.
I really did. That was like.
It just was like your peak cake.
That was just a peak moment, was throwing a party, because that is just not like me.
Well, I don't know if you. Well, I mean,
not like me, just like being that organized and being that like secretive cake, and like getting all the stuff together.
Yeah. And the cake was from like kind of far away too for you.
Yeah. And we had it at our friend's house, and it was just a big slumber party, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
I don't really remember what we did though.
I think it was just everybody hanging out.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you'll ever top that cake. Someday you'll have to try, but.
Yeah. Maybe when you're 40 and I'm 100.
Yeah.
My 30th birthday, my parents took me and my friends and everybody out for lunch, like a big,
oh, that's
nice
right,
lunch.
At the Left Bank.
Yeah, and it was so great. And my dad gave a little speech, and I gave a little speech. It was like basically like a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, and I've without seen temple. Pictures because I obviously wasn't there.
Yeah, that's when I was in kindergarten. A Banana Republic lesbian.
Yeah, you were like business. You look like you were going to
like
a business
meeting.
It
was business in the front and in the back.
Yeah, all around.
It was like L word. It was called like and wanted their outfits
a dress
back.
Shirt tucked into slacks
and a belt
and a belt.
I know, it was definitely like L word meets other people on L word. It was like no like
slash financial district.
Yeah, slash. It was.
Yeah, well, you look like you worked at a bank.
So let's see, that was 2008. That was 2000, like the before 2015. I feel like everything was, well, maybe not. Before 2010, like clothes were kind of rough. It was like still like leftover from the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in 2008. Like it was starting to get like stuff started to get tighter. At
2008, I was just wearing mostly like Anthropology.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What, were you a millionaire in 2008?
No, I just like worked at Santana Row. And so I went to Anthropology on my lunch and basically just like.
Oh, used your entire paycheck.
Yeah. And went through like the sale rack every day.
Like I know that skinny jeans and like all that stuff is like kind of on its way out right now.
It better not be. I'm not wearing baggy jeans.
I know again. But that's what I feel like the 90s are kind of coming back, and I feel like that was the most like horrendous. I say that now, and then in 2 years when I'm like, because I'm like 2 years behind like fashion, so in 2 years when I'm starting to wear, you know, all this stuff, I'll be like, oh my god, I can't believe I ever wear skinny jeans. But I just feel like the fashion that I wear now like suits me so like more than any other fashion has.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like
life.
I just don't know if like all that baggy stuff will be that like fully mainstream again.
I hope not, because it just doesn't look good on me. And not that I'm like skinny, but like tighter stuff.
But you have very tiny
legs. My legs are the tiniest, and my feet are kind of small. And so when I was wearing like boot cut until 2008 or whatever.
Yeah, I think those slacks you had on in your picture were,
yeah, they were all
cut.
I mean, my favorite pair of jeans that I just got rid of a few years ago because they were boot cut, and I was just like not wearing them anymore, but they were so comfy and great, and like they were boot cut, and I have a picture of myself like wearing them like fairly recently, like I was living in the city when I was wearing them.
Yeah,
so that
I
was
mean,
2008.
Yeah, all my jeans were boot cut in high school.
I'm glad that's over for me.
Yeah,
but then there's people who are very fashion forward and who are like bringing it back, and like we just can't be those people.
No.
So, let's see. Last week, we tried to get the baby an Instagram and an email or a Gmail account, and we failed.
It still hasn't happened.
And we still, like, I just kind of stopped looking because it was so disheartening that, like, all the names are taken.
I mean, this is partially why I didn't change my email address after we got married.
Right. Well,
I couldn't get one that I liked without 80 like
numbers attached.
Numbers, which I will never have an email address with numbers.
Why?
Because I feel like that, like, okay, this is probably going to offend someone, so I'm sorry, but I just feel like numbers in your email address is very high school.
Mm. I have an email that has a number in it.
I know, but it's not like, it's like your junk kind of email.
I mean, sort of. Yeah, like I signed up for a Gmail account and that was like the, you know, which is my first and last name.
Right.
And it was like, now I'm going to get a bunch of spam. Just kidding. Yeah. But right. That, it was like,
everybody was like, email her.
Yeah, please email me fan mail or questions and concerns. And it was like, I had one email that was like sbcglobal.net or whatever. And that's like what I sign up for all my credit cards and whatever. And like all my like Facebook.
Yeah, just like all accounts. Your stuff. Yeah.
And then like the email address that goes on my resume is my Gmail. Right. Like that's like the professional one.
Yeah. And like I couldn't find an email address that after I changed my name that wasn't like, I guess I could have done like all four of my names. But then it'd be the longest email address of all time.
Right, and then everybody would be like, what?
Like, forget it. So, yeah, so I just, like, kept my old email address with my maiden name, and I just feel like there's no hope for our child.
Right, it's just too late. Like, I mean, I don't know what he's going to do.
I mean, I guess he doesn't need, like, a real one until he's, like, 20.
Right,
and he can
true.
Have, like, whatever your name is. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 25, 33.
I mean, maybe by then it'll be back in fashion to have like fun nicknames or numbers or whatever.
Well, that's what I mean. Like as a kid, you can basically have one of like a that kind of email address.
My first like screen name on AOL was like Little Orphan Annie 573 or whatever.
So. I can't. I'm like ever. I feel like so many people remember what their like first AIM names were, and I just can't. I think mine was like something with like Cali Girl or some crap
right,
like
of
that.
Of course. Yeah. That's totally fine. I mean, like that something totally suits you.
Obnoxious, like with like Roxy in the
right
title. I thought I was like a surfer.
Roxy Cali Girl, like some and then crap. And then it was like 0308.
Yeah.
I mean 0385 or whatever.
Any of those. Well, 0308 is my birthday.
Oh yeah. That's true. It's so also you were like right. My that's also like my login to get into the iPad.
Yeah.
So did I ever tell you the story of when I like couldn't get into my phone yeah. for 3 days?
Mm-hmm. That okay. was before I knew you though.
Yeah, that was before. That was a bad few days. Okay, so anyways, so I mean by the time the kid needs an email address, he's just gonna be old enough to do it himself and I don't care what it is.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, really derailed your recap.
Oh, yes. So we couldn't get him an email. We couldn't get him an Instagram. We couldn't get him a Twitter. And we still can't. We bought a crib and it came in the mail.
Still in the box.
It's still in the box because we have, of course, as always, we have to like do some things like organizing and painting and doing some stuff before we put it up. But we're actually very close. Like, I think we're
getting there.
We're like down like the home. What do you say? The
home stretch.
We're in the home stretch of like the things we need to do in order to like get the baby's room situated.
Yeah, Kareen checked off one thing this last weekend.
Yeah, we cleaned out.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that. Oh. But yeah, go ahead.
Well,
not the garage. Everyone.
Not the garage. I know we have a segment now. It's called like, what did we clean? This time it was
what did we clean? What did we clean?
Oh yes, with the theme song.
Have you noticed all my theme songs sound the same?
Yes, I did have. Okay. We cleaned out the linen closet because when we got the new washer dryer, there was no more room in that little closet for the washer dryer closet for the
accoutrement.
Yes. And so then we had to clean out the linen closet, which is right behind it, to like fit all the stuff. And that was like piles of shit in the hallway.
We took out, you know, it's a standard small linen closet and
it's pretty deep.
Like, yeah, but I mean, it's like
it's standard,
normal
yeah.
standard. Yeah, but we like took everything out, and except for the shelves that had the sheets and the towels, because we had just done that.
Yeah, we had
like not that long
two
ago.
Sets of sheets.
So it was like basically
towels, and
four other
towels.
Shelves we cleared off, and we laid everything out, and it took up the whole hallway.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. We threw
and
away
then we
like
threw away half of it.
Half
it was
of
like,
it. We donated some of it.
You know, it was just like all
part of
expired.
It was like expired. Some of it we had like 20 of, like 20 things for a thing that doesn't exist anymore.
There were like 5 Swiffer Duster like arms. Because, you know, you get one every time you get a new box.
Yeah.
From
and
Costco.
I'm such a hoarder that I'm like, well, what if we both want
no,
to
and
have
I finally was like,
two Swiffers at
Swiffer
a time.
In each hand.
And like tie one to Henry's tail.
So I kept one telescoping and one normal and got rid of the other one.
Yeah.
Ones.
So we had, so it was quite a day. What were you going to say that we had to do?
We got the cable moved out of the room.
Oh, yes. So we had the, so slowly we're like checking off boxes of shit that we've had to do for like years. And one of the things was we had the modem in the baby's room because that's where it was a guest room, office, game room, office, guest room, office. Like it's gone through a variety of things or a variety of iterations. So we called AT&T and in my mind I was like, oh, he's just going to like drill a hole in the wall, find the wires that are already there and like make it look beautiful. And it's going to maybe cost a little bit of money and that's fine, whatever, just to get it out of that room because it was just like sitting on the beautiful bookshelf that we built with like all this, like all the toys and games. And then it was like a modem. So it was like, okay, so we just decided to put it in our room and it was kind of a process. Like he couldn't just drill a hole in the wall and like magically find the wires, which it's like, what good is he?
I know. I'm like, you didn't even crawl under the house.
I know. And so he's like, well, I could run wires. So anyway, I mean, the only reason
he for sure could have like run that under the house.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. He could have done a million things, but that would like not have wires running all over our bedroom. But this was the easiest way. It was the quickest way to get him out of here. We're not going to have AT&T forever. The only reason why we even needed to do this is because AT&T needs a phone line and a cable line, and they're on opposite walls from each other. And so, like, one day when our contract with them is up and the price goes up, we're going to go back to Comcast. So they won't even matter. So maybe it's fine.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
I'm not worried about it either. So anyway, so that was like the last piece of like the puzzle. We got a couple things out of there.
That was not remotely the last piece of the puzzle.
Of like before we can start like getting the baby's room together.
Not really.
Okay, what else do we have to do?
We have to do the window treatment thing situation.
Oh, we're doing that before the baby gets here?
Well, we have to do the, yeah, we got to get the shutters fixed.
Oh, why?
We're installed. Because those blinds that are in there are a piece of poop and they look like poop.
I mean, that is not like essential to getting the baby situated.
Yes, in my mind it's on the list.
Okay, we'll take it out of your fun money. So and the baby keeps kicking you in your cervix.
Yeah, that hasn't been too much this week. He's like just kind of kicking around. Ooh, he just kicked right now.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah,
he knows that we're talking about him. He's a star.
Yeah. He kicked in just like a nice normal spot, not like a
cervix spot.
Cervix spot.
So what's up with baby?
What's up with baby?
Did that change from last week?
Yeah.
So this week the baby's the size of a Barbie.
Wow.
Another site said that he's the size of a grapefruit. A grapefruit is pretty standard size though.
But like the baby is 11.4 inches. That's not the size of a grapefruit.
Yeah, I don't know what they're measuring.
That's
it
like
from.
The diameter of a basketball.
11 inches?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
A basketball seems really huge. And I don't know. I mean, I guess the length of a Barbie is 11 inches.
That's not a basketball court.
Anyway, so you can now, his heart is so,
it only gives you the circumference,
so strong, but isn't circumference,
and then the diameter is like half.
So his heart is so strong that
9.55 inches. Yeah, see, it's about the same.
Is you can hear his heartbeat with a stethoscope, so we can sell the Doppler that we bought.
Oh,
we don't even need it anymore. No,
the bajingle, you mean?
Yeah, we need to trade it in for a stethoscope. We don't need
it anymore. Okay, let's Amazon Prime a stethoscope.
He is going to start doubling in size. So like before, you know, it took him a long time to grow. Now in the next 4 weeks, he's going to double in size.
What?
And He is growing nipples. That's one thing. And his like lungs are starting to really get developed. And
I mean, he's still breathing fluid, but
right. The, and then the things that they were saying that you should be feeling is that your a lot of people were talking about like leaking.
Oh, peeing. Cool. Oh, leaking pee or leaking out your boobs?
Both.
Oh, yeah.
Just leaking everywhere. Great. Leaking information, leaking out of your boobs.
Like, I mean, I've been having to pee frequently for like the last, I got pregnant.
I feel like all these sites are kind of running out of things to say because there's only so many times you could be like, you're going to have to pee frequently. Your boobs all are changing color. Pee. And like, you might have heartburn. But you've like felt that now for weeks and weeks. So I think they're just like doing an average of what you could feel.
Yeah.
And one of the actually two sites said that you should start doing your Kegel exercises, which will help with some postpartum stuff such as leaking and hemorrhoids. I think I saw that. Is that possible?
To get hemorrhoids?
No, to like help with hemorrhoids.
Wait, what was
I... Kegels. Pay attention to me. Don't read the site. I'm telling you all the things that are on there.
Maybe because then it just makes everything stronger. So then it's better.
Yeah.
You're not pushing.
I guess so. So then they suggested that you do your Kegel exercises while, is it Kegel or Kegel or Kugel?
It's not Kugel. That's what you eat
at Passover.
At Passover.
That you should do it during your, when you're brushing your teeth.
Yeah. And then Corrine was like, you can't even tell when someone's doing
it. Yeah, so before we started recording the episode, we're like, let's just do our Kegel exercises just to see. And I was like, oh, don't you just do like, that's how you do a Kegel? And then we like Googled it and Kate was like, no, you have to hold it.
For like 5 seconds.
Yes, between 5 and 10 seconds. Then you have to relax and then you have to repeat it 10 to 20 times. Holding a Kegel is not that easy.
No.
I think that's probably because I haven't been doing my exercises.
Yeah, I think you've not been doing Kegels enough.
And so then Kate was like, that one, whatever. It was hard. And
I said it gave me goosebumps.
Yeah. Woo! And then I looked over and I was like, oh, I didn't even know that you were doing it. And she looked over at me and it looked like
a grimace on her
face. Like hurting myself.
I was like, or some people, I guess you can.
It's like that emoji that has the like squiggle line for a mouth.
Yeah, it was. But now it was more like the clenched teeth emoji.
Yeah, I was just like, ugh. So anyway, now when we brush our teeth, we're going to do our Kegel exercises we don't leak.
Chomp down on your toothbrush.
I know. So the pregnancy checklist at 23 weeks is that we should pick a car seat. We should schedule some daycare tours. So we should go over to my mom's house.
We'll go to your mom's house.
And maybe she can make dinner.
How the setup is going to be.
And then listen to your favorite album so that the baby starts like.
I did that. I played some Fleetwood Mac and some No Doubt.
Oh, that's what you're doing for the baby?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just doing it to do it.
No, I was giving.
We should play Hamilton.
I was giving him a lesson in ska.
Oh,
I guess I gotta throw some Blink-182 in there.
Oh yeah. Well, what about some of my favorite music?
It'll depend.
Sound of Music.
Okay.
Hamilton.
Fine.
Rent. Obviously the Rent soundtrack. Okay. I mean, not from the movie, so the Rent cast album.
Right.
No. And Les Mis.
Okay, that's fine.
It's like, come on.
Because you forget, like I have to listen.
And Erasure.
No.
Come on.
Maybe.
Please.
No Fall Out Boy. No. What's the other one I don't like?
Panic at the Disco.
Yeah.
Sorry. Nope. Remember last week we were talking about baby or like kids sleeping with their parents?
Yeah. Co-sleeping?
Yeah, but I don't remember what we were talking about exactly, but I didn't remember ever sleeping in my parents' bed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, my mom, who listens to this podcast, confirmed that I did not.
Yeah.
Sleep with them in bed ever, or like I would, you know, be there for a minute and then like would go back to my own, be like bye later, and then go back to my own bed. However, I did have a sleeping routine where I would make her sing me songs in two different languages, and she would have, and then I'd be like good night love you, love you.
Like forever.
Yeah, yeah, like back and forth. Like she would be, and I vividly remember her just standing at the door like.
And I do. I feel like everybody has that thing where you're like, now check this thing. Now check that. Okay, is that light on? Turn my night light on.
Yeah.
Is that thing there?
Can I have some water?
Have that? Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm thirsty. I have to pee. And it's like.
By now it's 2 a.m.
And that's, I feel like the thing that, you know, is one of those like payback things that's going to.
Oh yeah. We're going to
come around.
Oh God. I hope the baby's not listening to this right now and like knowing what he's going to put us through.
Covered his ears.
Oh good. If he kicks you, then we know he's listening.
Yeah.
What if I say Rent, the Rent cast recording, the original Broadway cast. Did he kick you?
Nope.
Ooh, maybe he's not my kid. So this week. Oh, we also saw the midwife this week.
Oh, yeah. We had an appointment.
Yeah, we had an appointment. It was like the fastest appointment we've ever been to.
Yeah, they
forgot
to go and get you. And then by the time they got you in there, it was like basically the appointment was over.
Yeah, I feel like
it's
all these
checkup.
Yeah, all these prenatals are just like, how are you feeling? Good, good. Measure this, measure that. Listen to the heartbeat.
Yeah, they just like measure the size of your uterus. They measure your, they take your blood pressure. They weigh you.
You peed in a cup.
Peed in a cup.
We listened to the baby's heartbeat.
No, yeah, no protein in their pee.
And
yeah, that was basically it.
Yeah, it was basically it. And she, the minute you walked in there, she was, she like.
Oh yeah, Corrine had asked me, she was like, oh, do you think she's going to say anything? Or do you think she knows about what happened with the.
Yeah, or should we? No, I was wondering positive. If we should tell her about the false positive. Like,
yeah,
you talk about it.
And I was like, oh, she's for sure going to, it's going to be like all over our chart. Like, she'll know.
Yeah.
And then literally she walked in and she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry about what you had to go through. I'm
right,
so
because I remember when. Like,
are you okay?
When we had that episode, one of our listeners and our friend, Allison, who is in the medical field, wrote and was like, you know, so sorry that happened. And, you know, be sure to tell everybody, like, talk about it with your provider so that they know and that they're educated. Like, this is an education moment. Like, it's bullshit
yeah.
that it happened, but it's, you know, this is a way to educate people. And so I was like, had that in mind when we had our next appointment, that it was like, hey, you know what, this is a thing, and like, I read this about IVF and like whatever.
Yeah.
And like, she was all over. I mean, she didn't know those, like,
I said that to her. I said, you know, we've been finding out more. And she was like, you know, that's, she's like, unfortunately, she's like, that's the problem with screenings. She's like, they're really important. They do a good job when they, you know, do. Like, it's better to have it than not. But she's like, no, they definitely, like, are not perfect by any, like.
Right. Means. And it's like, that's the point. I mean, that's.
She's like, and the point is that it's less invasive and gives you information. She's like, but unfortunately, it's just not always right.
And the main thing that she was concerned about, because she was like, you know, you guys got all your results and are you okay, like, mentally? Because she said that a lot of times people, even after they get their their results back as being a false positive, that they are just thrown for like the rest of the pregnancy.
Yeah,
and
she's
just like stressed out.
Yeah, so she was really very primarily concerned about that. She's like, especially like in terms of your blood pressure, you know, and stress levels, she's like, you need to, like, you know, try to be chill. And that really puts people on edge.
Right. Well, and especially because one of the symptoms of, you know, the elevated whatevers and the.
What was she calling them? Something with an A.
I forget. But it was one of the things that was elevated in the test.
The HCG.
And that is preeclampsia, which is like a high blood pressure thing. So, you know, or can, you know, and that's one of the symptoms. And so, like, she just wants to make sure that you're chill and like feel good and that we're not nervous. And I don't think we are. I think
no, I
like
feel
that pretty
that
much.
Yeah, that I think I'm not feeling worried about that.
Yeah.
They are going to far more closely monitor my blood pressure, she said, than had these levels not come back the way they did. So at some point I'll have to go in between my prenatals
just for your blood
so
pressure.
That my blood pressure is being checked every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
but not yet.
But that's fine. I mean, that's all we can, you know, hope for is that they're
I'm
on
like,
top
can
of
I
their
check
shit
it at home and like tell them.
Oh my God, let's order
a
sphygmomanometer. Did you know that that's what
oh,
the
no.
blood
What's
pressure cuff a sphygmomanometer.
I don't think I can even say that.
Sphygmomanometer.
Keep saying it.
That's like the one thing I remember from AP bio in high school.
You took AP bio?
Yeah.
How did you get into that?
I don't know. And that was going to be
didn't
my...
I even take like advanced
I was like,
science.
I was pretty good in high school.
But
like,
not
my high
math.
School grades were fine.
You told me you didn't take any good high math classes.
No, no, but I
but
was
you
in...
you took AP bio?
I was in AP bio, AP history, AP Spanish, AP English.
Yeah, I took AP English and
AP
history.
Spanish was like a joke. Like we made... Not a joke. Like it was a real thing. Yeah. But like we did it like after class. Like... My friend Sean, like, finagled his way into... He was, like, a shyster and, like, made the Spanish teacher, like, teach this, like, extra thing to, like, give us AP credits. And then he, like, stole all the answers and, like, totally cheated a whole time.
He needs to get that AP credit taken back.
I know, but he's, like, a genius, so I don't know why he needed to do that.
AP bio, wow.
Well, and for one second, I thought
like,
I was going to be
remember what, like,
a biology major. In college, can you imagine?
Oh gosh,
what I mean, I wish like fast forward 10
what
years
were
later,
you
and
do?
I don't know what did I do with my English degree? Look at me
a
now.
A lot,
yeah.
You've used it. What would you have done? Like, what did you want to be if you were going to be a bio?
I
major?
Have no idea. I no clue.
Oh,
what I mean, I don't know.
You weren't like I'm going to be a marine biologist.
No, I just was going to be a bio major because I liked it.
Oh.
Which is, I mean, thank God
wow.
I liked
you
English
learn
as
something
well.
New every day.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how well I'm using my, like, English lit major.
Well, maybe not so much anymore, but it's, like, far closer to, like...
Yeah.
It's, like, not that far
I mean,
from
it's
your
closer
job.
To a journalism, you know, career than bio, but, like, who cares? My friend was a history major, and now she works in finance.
Yeah, well,
you could do anything if you put your mind to it.
What I just don't like know what I always know that I'm like fine, but I don't know what any of the numbers mean for blood pressure.
Oh no, yeah, I don't know what that means either. I just know the machine is called the sphygmomanometer.
Okay, well,
I think like normal is like something over 80. Or 80 over 100. Or like 60, 80 over 60. I don't know. You Google that. So now that we're on our 30th episode and we kind of like, I feel like every week we're like, what should we talk about? Because it's just turned into like kind of a journal.
120 over 80.
120 over 80 is normal?
Yeah. Or 140 over 90. That's the normal range.
Oh, okay. So what's low blood pressure?
90 over 60.
60. Okay.
Ideal is 120 over 80.
Does it depend on your age or just like it doesn't matter?
I don't think this matters. So 140 over 90 is pre-high, and then
pre-high
and then high is,
and then post
anything
high
is like, no, there's no post high, it's just then it's just high.
Oh, so every week we're kind of like, what should we talk about? Because, you know, when we first started this podcast, we were going to make, it was going to be about like IVF and then, you know, our journey doing IVF. And then the IVF like took the first try.
Which was great for
which
us.
Which was so awesome.
Not so great for our content.
But then, yeah, our content kind of has been not suffering because of it, but then it's like, oh.
You mean they don't want to hear what we cleaned every week?
I know. And then this has turned into like a journal of like what what chores we've done in the last week and like what our dogs are doing. So now that it's our 30th episode, we've been here for 30 weeks. Minus one, so 29 weeks, because wait, we took a week off.
When did we take a week
when
off?
When we went to Hawaii.
Oh, on vacay.
Yeah, I remember that. So we've been here for a really long time, and we decided that we are going to kind of ask each other some questions about what we think about birth and early parenting.
Yeah.
So this is a segment called Now We're Going to Talk About Birth and Parenting Stuff. So
I don't have a song for this.
Okay, that's fine. You can work on it.
Birth.
Okay, so birth.
In my head, that sounded like the Glee, like, wow.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll have the Lucys record something for us.
But I need like five more people to make that sound happen.
Okay, well, we have GarageBand, so we could work something out. Okay, so what are you, Kate, most scared about? Whether about birth or parenting?
Early parenting.
Well, early, but what's the difference?
Well, because parenting is like...
Yeah, but I feel like early parenting, you're just like keeping something alive.
Well, right. But that, there's a lot of intricacies.
Okay.
That I think we have no clue about yet.
Okay.
I don't think we even maybe know what we should be concerned about yet.
Right. Although I
like,
am.
I just read about how long it takes to breastfeed a baby.
Yeah, 30 fucking minutes.
Right.
That's a long time to sit there with something attached to your boob.
Right. That was, you know, so see, we have a lot to learn.
Right.
About early, like, let's just get the first couple weeks to month.
Okay, I guess once the baby is born, then we can talk about what we're scared about, like, for the next, like,
yeah, we later. Have time. I just feel like, let's figure out but the like first I said, couple like, weeks.
I'm not as concerned about having a baby as I am about having a person.
I think that might be because you won't.
I'm not pregnant?
You aren't pregnant. You won't be breastfeeding.
That you know of. Just kidding.
I wish you would share that.
Nope.
Project.
No thanks.
So that's what I mean. I think for you, you're just like, oh, it's going to be fine. Like,
yeah.
Like,
although
for example,
I am part of that sleep group on Facebook and they're freaking me out about like the safe sleeping.
But like, for example, I'm trying to think of and figure out about like, right, what's breastfeeding going to look like? And you're telling me that the new Tomb Raider comes out the week after the baby's born.
Right.
So I think we're on slightly different
schedules,
levels.
Yeah.
When it comes to like what the first
right.
couple weeks
but
are going to look
like. But in my brain, I'm also like, oh my God, what are we going to do when we have to like teach this kid about the birds and the bees when he's older?
And like, I feel like we have time for that. Like you like to
pre-worry.
Which
is like pre-high blood pressure.
Yeah. Like really pre-worry it out. And I would like to focus on the here and now.
Okay, so what are you most scared about?
Pushing a watermelon out of my vag and my cervix, which the hole is very small now and it has to stretch and all of that has to come out.
Okay, fair. I am most scared about not knowing how to safe sleep our baby.
I think that we...
But I also think I need to leave that Facebook group.
I think so too, because we have a bassinet that is made for safe sleeping.
And we have that box.
Right. If worse comes to worse, we have the box.
We also have a dresser
but like,
drawer.
We're going to have... No, because that dresser will tip.
Oh, God. We have to attach it to the wall and then we can throw them in the dresser.
So we have a bassinet that will have a newborn insert that's the right size for him. Mm-hmm. And he will be swaddled.
Okay.
And he's going to be right here. So I think the safe sleeping part is not.
Right. And we're not sleeping with him in the bed. He's sleeping in the thing.
Yes.
Right.
Right next to us.
And we're just going to put him in a little burrito thing.
Swaddle. Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm still scared about it. But okay. I think it's. I don't think it's unfounded. I think that you obviously have to like. Be
no,
careful,
right.
And there's a lot of things that you need to do, but I think that Facebook group is like...
Yeah, I think you should read a book, look into a book or something and get out of that Facebook group.
Yeah, I think so too. Although, I am glad that I was in the Facebook group because it like alerted me to the situation.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you least scared about?
Least scared about in pregnancy... Or early childbirth.
No.
Right, or child parenting.
Birth,
early parenting.
Early parenting.
Least scared about putting cute clothes on him.
What? That's like not a thing.
I know, but that's like what I'm least scared about.
Okay. So basically you're scared about everything?
No, I'm not scared. I'm just like, I don't know if I have like, I'm trying to think of like, I don't have like a major thing that I'm like least scared about. It's not so much that I'm scared about, but like, you know, I think it's just like not knowing if breastfeeding will work, you know, not knowing if you're going to produce enough.
You're least scared about that stuff.
I guess so. I don't know if least scared is like the right words, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's just hard to know. Like, you know, you just don't know until it happens and
so you're not even worried about it. So that's what you're least worried about.
No, it's like I'm concerned. I'm trying not to, like, there's no point in worrying about it because you won't know until it's time, but until you start trying and figure it out. But like that's a thing that I, you know, I'm not like freaking out about it, but it's like, oh, I hope that that goes smoothly and I'm not stressed and freaking out about it.
Okay. So what's something that you're like not freaking out or not stressed and not anything about?
I don't know.
Oh. I think for me, I am the least stressed about... that's really hard because I'm most stressed about everything. So we'll have to come back to that one.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. It's kind of like... Not that it's like I'm not freaking out about everything else. It's just that like there's... I don't feel like there's anything that I'm like... I don't know what falls into the least.
Yeah.
I'm like either. Not scared about... putting him into a stroller or a car
seat.
Yeah,
car seat. Yeah, I guess stuff like that. I'm not scared about like bonding with him. Like I think about
maybe,
that sometimes.
Like you're not scared that like you won't be able to bond. Yes. Or there like won't be bonding.
Right.
Yeah.
I just never think about that. Like for me, like, that's like second. Fine. Like I'm just scared about the sleeping situation. Actually, I'm pretty nervous about the dogs. Not that I think they're going to do anything. I just am like nervous that they're going to keep waking him up all the time. What are you most excited about?
I'm most excited to see what he looks like and sounds like.
Yeah. That me too.
I'm most excited to like see that and then like see his little personality start to develop.
Yeah, when he's like a toddler.
No, even before that. Like, oh. Like you know, kind of starts to like
yeah,
come out a little bit.
Right. I guess I'm excited. Maybe I'm a little bit nervous that he'll be like a cranky kid or you know a whiny like just something that's like not
oh yeah
easy.
Like colicky or
yeah
like
or just like not an easy
like
baby
acid reflux or something
yeah
sad.
Or just like something bad will you know that's not like life-threatening but that will just be like sad
hard.
For him and
yeah.
hard and I'm most excited about creating memes with him like you
wait what are you like gonna make a
like music videos and like when
like a
he
baby
starts
meme
to,
account
no not like that but like you know when we're gonna go viral like doing cute stuff or like wearing things and like you
you're
know
just, are you just like thinking you're gonna have some like
I'm gonna be like a YouTube
daddy and me mini me like matching outfit blogging time is
yeah
that
or
think?
We're
like,
gonna do like some cool
day?
Thing like we're gonna make a cool video like all of a sudden I'm gonna learn how to like edit videos and we're gonna do like Star Wars like something cool with the baby
what we're becoming a YouTube family now or
no.
No just you and the baby
yeah it's not a family just yeah I'm like most excited to become famous when we learn how to edit videos and like do cool stuff wow. like that. What are you most excited about?
Not that. I thought we just did most excited.
Oh, I did most excited. Did you say what you're most excited?
Yeah,
oh.
Seeing.
Oh, what he looks like.
What
are you
looks
least
like and sounds
excited
like.
About? Him going viral.
Yeah, I'm least excited about Kareem going viral, doing video editing,
remember,
Star
like, that
Wars
one
stuff.
Video of it was a dad and he had
it
the
was,
baby
like,
attached
with
to
the
him.
Baby?
Yeah, no, and he was like dancing with the baby on oh. the on the counter.
Yeah,
like stuff like that. Like we're gonna hang out a lot by ourselves. I feel like, and we're gonna do some cool stuff. We're gonna make videos, or I'm gonna build him something, or we're gonna do weird things.
Build,
like.
Wait,
yeah.
Build?
Okay,
with
what are
wait,
you...
Build?
What kind of parenting style do you think you're going to have? Besides, like, fun mom or mean mom or whatever.
Oh, I like how my options were fun mom or mean mom.
Yeah, those are the only two options.
You know, I don't know. I think part of it will just kind of depend on, like, what kind of kid we have.
Okay.
But, like, again, like, I'm just not I'm not getting there yet.
Okay.
I'm still in, like, early parenting.
Yeah, but that's still an early parenting. Or you just meant, like, when he's a baby and there's, like, no parenting and it's, like.
Yeah, it's still okay. Just, like, I don't know. For me, again, I think because, like, maybe it is because I'm the one that's pregnant. Like, I'm trying to just figure out this part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, like, thinking, like, way into the future yet where I need to have, like, a parenting style.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe it's good that we're not on the same, like, page because then we can, like, both worry about different things.
Yeah, I guess I kind of want you to be a little bit more on my page. I think we are at a point now, like, I think you said something about, like, 17 weeks. And, like, I read a couple books, like, as we were trying to get pregnant and early pregnancy. very early on, and like I feel like I've not retained any of that, and I need to like go back and like right now we need to be reading about like how to give birth.
Okay.
Not
I need
what
to
we're
be reading
be
that too.
Building.
Okay.
In our Star Wars videos.
Well, I saw this thing, and the reason why I even asked that was because I wanted to talk about this Facebook thing that I saw, but maybe we'll just save it until we like have a kid, and then we could talk.
We could talk
parenting.
About the Facebook link I sent you today that was only mildly traumatizing, of where it was a picture of a paper plate. I shared it on the Gay Show Facebook page. That once you've birthed your placenta, it leaves a 9-inch open wound.
That's the size of a paper plate.
Which is the diameter of a paper plate, standard paper plate, on the inside of your uterus.
Right.
And that takes 4 to 6 weeks to heal.
Right. And so the point of the post is to like take it easy because you have this like open wound inside of your body, and like people are like, you know, try to jump back into things.
Right. Or don't have any postpartum time.
Right.
And, you know, because our country doesn't seem to think that giving birth is, you know, a thing.
Why are you dragging that out so much? Because
I'm just like thinking about it. Oh. Like, it's just so ridiculous.
Yeah. And so like, not only did you just give birth, so like everything is hard, but like you also have this like open wound inside of your body. And so you just have to like take it easy.
Right.
So, okay. I won't talk about my parenting styles then yet, because I see that I need to read some birthing books.
Yeah, I think I do too. I'm not just saying you, but like I just, you know,
I'll just move that note to like episode 51.
Great.
We could talk about it later.
Episode 251.
Yeah, episode 200. We can talk about what kind of parent I would like to be.
Okay. No, I'm glad that you're thinking about that. I think that's important. I think for me, when I think about it, even in having early parenting, like being able to remain calm and patient.
Yeah.
Is something I'm going to need to work on. And yeah. Not getting overwhelmed when like all the dogs are barking, the baby's crying, you're playing Tomb Raider.
Well, I
and,
mean,
and like
I'm
not having
deadbeat.
A meltdown.
Deadbeat. I will be obviously helping you.
No, but I mean, the dogs barking and the baby crying all at once for sure will be a thing.
Yeah.
And just being able to like navigate that without having a breakdown.
Right. Okay. But I will be there, and I'm not going to be playing video games while all this is happening, and you have to like yell at me to help you.
Yeah.
So please remember that I'm not an asshole.
No, I know. Okay. I'm not saying you're, I don't think you're an asshole. Okay. I know that you'll be there. You are helpful, but it even happens to both of us now, like with the dogs. Like the dogs are doing something and one of us is doing something else and the other one is like trying to get them to stop barking or whatever. And sometimes we like aren't there to immediately assist the other one.
Right. But it's not because we're playing Tomb Raider.
No, I know.
So, all right. Well, we'll just come back to that then.
Okay.
We would like to give a shout out to our friend Katie Lynch, who we were guests on her very awesome podcast called The Fertile Nest.
She's a listener.
She's a listener, so shout out to Katie.
And then we became... Then she sent me a Facebook message and we started chatting and we became Facebook friends.
Yeah. So now we're kind of buddies. I mean, we are buddies, but we're buddies because she lives on the East Coast. So we're buddies.
Yeah.
Long virtual. Distance. And we were guests on her podcast. And if you'd like to listen to the podcast that we were on, it actually comes out on the same day as The Gay Show and Birth. So on the May 8th episode of The Fertile Nest.
And this is a new podcast. She just started it.
It's pretty new. And it's about navigating fertility stuff.
Yeah, all different fertility journeys and stories. And
yeah, so if you want to check that out, it's called The Fertile Nest Podcast. And we can put a link to it mm-hmm. on Facebook and on our resources page.
Yeah.
And
there is already a link on the resources page.
Oh, fantastic.
Just to her website. But you can find out more. But yeah, we'll share the episode tomorrow.
And we also wanted to give a shout out to our friend Caroline, who... just
birthed
a book called Hey Ladies. It's available on Amazon. It's also available wherever books are sold. And don't get the Kindle version. Get the actual version of the book because it's worth it, because they have like awesome illustrations. It's something that you would want to share and share with your friends. So please give that a read. It's called Hey Ladies.
It's basically like if you've ever been on, certainly if you've ever been a bridesmaid, but if you have been on a group email, a group text, planned a vacation with a group, any of those things.
Yes. Then if you were ever on an email chain
that you wanted to get off of
or not, this is the book for you. It's called Hey Ladies, the Story of 8 Best Friends, 1 Year, and Way, Way Too Many Emails. It's out on paperback now. Please pick it up. And if you live in San Francisco, they're going to be doing a book reading in June 1st. So let us know if you'd like to come, and we'll give you details. You can do that by emailing us at gayestshowonbirth@gmail.com. You can tweet to us at showonbirth. You can follow us and like us on Instagram and Facebook at gayestshowonbirth. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. It's all right.